WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Georgia High School Shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Winder will provide an update on today's shooting at Appalachie High School. Multiple law enforcement officials tell ABC News four people are dead, nine others injured after a gunman opened fire this morning, and say the suspect is a 14-year-old student. Shirley, a senior, says the normal day quickly turned to panic.
I heard some gunshots, and it appeared to be like they were like...
16-year-old Layla says when the lockdown light went on in her class, her classmates huddled.
My classmates and I actually barricaded our door. We stacked desks and chairs to try and just help, and we were all just scared at this moment, and my teacher, she was also scared as well.
Vice President Kamala Harris denouncing the gun violence and called for reasonable gun safety laws. Former President Trump at a post blaming what he called a sick and deranged monster for the shooting and offered condolences. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest poll finds Kamala Harris with a 6-point lead over Donald Trump with likely Wisconsin voters. The poll, commissioned by CNN, shows 50% support for Harris and 44% back Trump. The same poll shows Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde in the U.S. Senate race 51-45. The poll is one of several CNN commissioned in swing states. Thanks to new federal price caps, people on Medicare in Wisconsin can expect to save a lot of money on drug costs next year. David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin.
Enrollees who reach the new out-of-pocket cap will see an added savings of roughly $1,500 or 56%.
Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Neenah Common Council will vote today on whether to repeal a 1977 law banning alcohol sales at stores that sell gasoline. The Public Services and Safety Committee recommended 3-2 that the city allow convenience stores to sell fermented malt beverages. The sale of wine and liquor would still be prohibited. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was at Jefferson Elementary in Oshkosh today to welcome students back to school. After the tour, he spoke on the need for more funding for public schools from the state.
Well, you know, school funding is inadequate the way it is now. Certainly, we made some progress this last time around, but we still have a long way to go. And what especially bothers me is when schools need to essentially go to the referendums to essentially keep the doors open, keep the lights on.
Today's visit was part of the statewide back-to-school tour for the governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says Green Bay can get off to a good start this week.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
High-pressure system continues to hold today, giving us sunny skies and still summery highs flirting with 80 degrees. And tomorrow, a cold front drops through the state, bringing showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Either way, behind it, high temperatures fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, coming up on Thursday, we've got a big show including Pat and Amy telling us what's going on in Oshkosh.
And then wet your whistle to hear from Jeff Mitchell about Old Fashioned Fest.
Love it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm filling in for none other than a good friend and colleague, Dominic Sylvia, who will be, you know, in this seat on this coming Monday, and he will be doing out of his yet-to-be-named show. But I'm sitting here. I'll be here again on Friday. I think Todd Alba will be here on tomorrow.
Indeed, indeed.
But I want to say good afternoon to the one and only Miss Jess. Good morning to you. Oh.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Jess. How you doing?
You know, I started off the day feeling pretty good. Right now, I'm feeling very tired with news coming out of Georgia.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into...
We'll get there.
We're going to get into all of those things. You know, music soothes the savage beast.
Oh, certainly.
And so, you know, if you know anything about me, you know I love music. And so, you know, we're going to always have some great music whenever... the Earl Ingram Show is around. So, you know, buckle your seatbelts. Got a lot to talk about this afternoon, as always. So, Jess, you're not a football fan, but I am. And I talked about this a little bit this morning. The Green Bay Packers are going to be playing on Friday in Brazil. And it's not just the fact that they're going to be playing in Brazil. It's the fact that the majority of the people in the state of Wisconsin will not be allowed to watch the game unless they're in Green Bay or Milwaukee, unless they purchase, Peacock. And Peacock is saying to you, well, listen, we're offering you a deal. The first 4 months, $4.99 a month, you need to sign up right away because you'll get a chance to see the Green Bay Packers. And just always say, man, how the world has changed. You know, I remember as a young boy, and I've been watching the Green Bay Packers since, you know, I don't know. Look, I watched the first Super Bowl. So if you think about the fact that I think this might be Super Bowl number 57, somewhere around it. I watched the first one.
Not the right
one.
Person to ask.
I know, but I watched the first one. And so it was the Green Bay Packers. I watched the second one. It was the Green Bay Packers. I was a very young boy. So I've grown accustomed to watching Packer football. And I love watching Packer football on Sundays, all these different Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays. You know, kind of throw a monkey wrench into things. But it's not even just so much the different day. It's the fact that they're going to charge you. You have to buy it. It's $4.99. And then they don't even give you the courtesy, Jess, to say how much once you pay the first $4.99 a month for 4 months.
I don't like that at all.
They're going to charge you in addition.
An unknown amount.
Right.
Hmm.
I mean this is where we are today. And, you know, you've got to have, they talk about all of these. Look, I know a lot of different things. I know a little about a lot of things, right? You know, don't pin me down on most things, but I know a little about a lot of things, and I pride myself in that. But all of these different streams and all of that different stuff that they have that you have to purchase, I'm a guy who loves watching boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Always have.
I like boxing.
So when they, you like that barbaric stuff, huh?
I mean, everyone consents to it, and hopefully they all get good medical treatment afterwards. I don't like it so much when they're, you know, going straight after the heads, but.
So what is this text message this guy said?
Oh, Cam would like to know if when you met Teddy Roosevelt, was his mustache as beautiful in person as the
Well, you listen. I didn't say I was ancient. You know, I didn't quite meet Teddy Roosevelt. The first president that I can remember and in my lifetime was a guy named Dwight Eisenhower. And that was the early 1960s. Might have been the last year that Eisenhower was the president. But yeah, man, you know, Cam, I don't look that old, do I? I mean, really,
no,
come on.
No, you don't. Come on. Cam's just a bit of a smart aleck, is all.
Well, Cam is fine. We welcome that. You know, and he's trying to use humor, and I always say to the listeners, leave that up to me. But but no, Cam. Well, you know, well placed, man. Enjoyed it. Let me go again. You know, have you ever heard of Methuselah?
Heard of it?
You've heard of Methuselah?
Yeah.
Well, here's a guy who's a couple days older than Methuselah. Good friend, but he's been around a little while. He's 3 days older than dirt. And how many days older than water are you, Al?
You remember, I know, I said, keep on, you know, I know where you live.
Hey, man.
Now, wait, let me start off this way, because in your beginning openings, you said something about music after you played Benny and the Jets. And then
wait a minute, man.
You've been playing your show in the morning.
You are not going to challenge me on Elton John and Benny and the Jets, are you? Al.
And wait, no. You said you got better music on your show. But that stuff Sandy been coming out with. Excuse me.
Hey, listen, man. Benny and the Jets, the beat of Benny and the Jets after all these years, is still a jam.
I listen to African drums, and they got a beat.
I told you guys he was 3 days older than dirt. Hey, you know Al.
Where's my friend Dom at? What is he doing?
Well, Dom is on vacation, and Dom will be
get a vacation if you. How you get a vacation if you don't never go to work?
Hey, I only work here, man. You know, I don't know.
I said, I'm caught. I came to harass Dom, and here you are.
Well,
you can start harassing Dom on Monday.
You know, yeah. You can start, you know, ribbing Dom, but, you know, it's an exciting time, man. It's an exciting time. And so I'm really excited for Dom. I'm really excited for the radio station, you know, and and I'll be listening.
Oh, yeah. Well, me too, because I have to call and harass him just like I do you.
Yeah.
But, you know, all of this mess about the football game, they doing this to make more money. It's about more money. They don't care about the people looking at the game. They care about how can we drain some more money out of their pocket.
Hey, man, listen, I know, but just I could imagine opening day. This is not a preseason game. This is the opening day of the year for the Packers. And not only is it the opening day, Al, probably one of the best teams they're going to play the entire season is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right. But see, the point is now they have expanded the season to 17 games.
Yeah.
They've cut the preseason down to 3 games, and they're not letting the experienced players play. So this is the first test to see if they came back in shape and ready to play and see how many of them going to get hurt to the point where they won't be able to make it through halfway through the season.
Well, you know, Al.
All those factors are involved. I played the game and retired from playing at 54 years old. So I love the game.
Well, Al, I love the game as well, but 54 years old. See, what was I doing 54 years? I think I was in a rocking chair on the front porch.
Yeah, right. I don't think so, because I know your wife, and she wouldn't allow that. But point is, I coached for 56 years, and I played football until I was 54. I mean, tackle football in a league, and I coached also. So I love the game, but this mess they're doing now is all about money.
Hey, Al,
that's all it's about.
I love the game as well. Thank you very much for the call, man. We'll certainly be reconnecting in the by and by.
Tell Dom I'll be calling him soon.
I I'm sure he's waiting with bated breath. All right. 844-967-2789. When we return, petition to remove Sedona Prince from TCU basketball nears 200,000 signatures after abuse allegations.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number if you are wondering what in the world is this. I am filling in for the new 4 o'clock hour host, good friend and colleague, Dominic Sylvia, who will be in this seat on next Monday. Okay, let's go to Chad from Greenfield. What's going on, Chad? I know you got something, you know.
Oh, yeah. I got something for you.
That's, you know.
I want your that's very intelligent. I want your perspective on something. You know, you're a proud African man, and you do a lot of work in the community, you know, for African Americans. And I sincerely give you a lot of credit for that. You stand behind, you know, what you say. But, like, your perspective, I honestly want to know, what do you think about Kamala Harris with this going to Michigan with this fake black accent? I think it's so phony and fraud. And I think it's, you know, a slap in the face to African-Americans, because then she goes to Pennsylvania, talks normal, goes to the South, has a fake Southern accent. I don't know how it's any different than blackface or cultural appropriation from my point of view. I mean, I would assume you'd have to be offended by this. It's so phony and fake. I don't see how you can't be offended. I just wonder your perspective, you know, being the man that you are.
I guess I would first say, I would be dumbfounded, Chad, if somebody else had said this, but I've grown accustomed to, you know, hearing things that really just outlandish from you. And, you know, to say to a black person, how we should feel when you're not black, you don't even understand, and it's not your fault, you just don't understand, you know, that you're not in a position to make a statement like that, because you don't know, you have no concept at all of what it is to be black. You know, it would be like me coming on the air and telling white people how they should feel, and I'm not white. So I get it. You watch conservative talk, you know, television and conservative talk radio, and so you listen to those people who say these outlandish and crazy things. Kamala Harris is black. And anywhere else in the world, when people see her, her skin color denotes who she is. And so it doesn't matter that conservatives have said the things that they're saying. It's meaningless and foolhardy. So you can say that she's using a black accent. I've heard, because I listen to conservative talk, man. The reason I'm such a conservative slayer is because I listen to conservative talk every day. So when guys like you call in, I know where you get your ammunition from, man. Those things mean nothing. What people are talking about in this nation is whether or not the average person is going to get a break, man. You know, the people who struggle every day to put food on their tables, the people who struggle every day to pay the rent, their rent is damn high.
Allowed.
You know, and so those are the things, these sidebar issues that conservatives bring up to rile up other conservatives don't affect and impact those of us who know what the real issues are. Your response?
Oh, my response is, first of all, I didn't tell you how you should feel. I actually said I want to know how you feel from your perspective. That's what I'm saying. From my perspective, it's so fake and phony, just like how she says, you know, I'm for fracking, but, you know, I'm suing the Obama administration. Now she's for fracking. How she, with the wall was the most un-American thing. Now she's for the wall. Then she wanted, President Trump wants, taxes.
First off, Chad, he's not President Trump. He's Donald Trump, former president. And as long as you guys keep saying President Trump, the president is Joe Biden. And I don't know how you or anybody else in their right minds can talk about some of the things that Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, has said when we know what Donald Trump has been doing his entire life, lying about everything. I mean, I would be afraid to say anything about anybody else outside if my man was a person who every time he breathed, he lied. You know, every time he exhaled, he's lying. And you want to tell me about, you know, Kamala Harris lying. You guys don't get it, man. That does not register. People know who and what Donald Trump is. We've seen him. He was the president for 4 years, man. We saw him with our own eyes.
He doesn't make any effort to hide who he is either.
No, no. Chad, your response.
Oh, I have plenty of response. Well, number one, with President Trump, what you see is what you get. Now, with Kamala.
Hey, well, okay, hold on. Let me respond to what you see is what you get. Yeah, a liar. That's
not what I want.
That's what we see. And that's what we get. It is a flat-out liar. So it's okay? You say what you see, is what you get?
How do you say that Kamala Harris is not a liar when she switches all her positions based on where she is and her actions?
Hey, Chad, let me try one more time. Donald Trump is changing his positions on abortion. He's morphing right before everybody's eyes. Are you aware of that, sir?
He's changed his position about the 6 weeks, but he's not changed his position about as
well.
Late
well, okay,
as it
so
can be. Now,
so,
Kamala Harris is,
so he's changed his position, man. The very thing you're accusing, Kamala Harris of, is what Donald Trump is doing, and you dismiss that. You move right beyond that.
That's one issue of where he is for 6 weeks. Now, as far as Kamala Harris goes, now, all the things she was saying that was evil about President Trump, now she's saying she's for. So now that makes me wonder, is she lying? Is she being fake?
Hey, did
or
you
she
just
that President Trump what, was correct
I, all hey, along? Hey, Chad, I got to run, but I remember reading something where they said Donald Trump had told over 2,900 and some odd lies since the time he was president. Are you aware of that? That they've counted.
That source, because all you got to
right.
do is say
lies. Thank you, hey, man. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are growing for the NFL to move the Green Bay Packers game in Brazil Friday night. The air quality in Sao Paulo is bad due to raging wildfires. Also, the Supreme Court has imposed a national ban on Twitter. Wisconsin Republican State Representative John Mocco points to crime in Brazil and concerns about the country's contentious election. Experts say getting involved in voting are good for your health. Craig Burns is a social work professor. He says it's true all the way down to local zoning laws.
Whether people have access to an affordable grocery store that sells healthy produce, or whether they have access to safe transportation.
Burns says voters should know local and state races are sometimes decided by just a few votes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Fans and well-wishers gathered at Green Bay's Austin Straubel International Airport this morning to send the Green Bay Packers off to Brazil, where they'll compete against the Philadelphia Eagles for the season opener Friday night. Meanwhile, players acknowledged the dangers of visiting Sao Paulo, the fourth largest city in the world. Security details have recommended that players stay in their hotel while in the city, citing its high crime rate. Kickoff for the game is Friday at 7:15. Titletown is hosting a watch party on Aaron's Hill starting at 5. That event is free, but registration is required. A popular Green Bay street will close for a week for a railroad track repair. South Ashland Avenue will be closed between Seymour Court and Clinton Street Monday, September 9th through the 16th. Access to local businesses will be maintained. Motorists should anticipate backups and may want to find alternate routes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another summer season at the movies says goodbye, but there were some encouraging signs at the gate. The last big weekend of the season saw Deadpool and Wolverine spend a fifth week at the top of the charts with a haul of over $15 million. The film showed tremendous staying power as it recently became the highest-grossing R-rated movie ever. Coming in second place at the box office was Alien Romulus with a take of $9 million. Speaking of staying power, Twisters finished in third place at just under $8 million. The only new release to crack the top five was Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid. The film opened to not-so-great reviews, but still managed to come in fourth place and also bring in $8 million at the box office. And rounding out the top five is sleeper hit It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The movie finished the weekend with just under $7.5 million, but is at $133 million domestically. It's been a good summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms, lows mid-50s. Sun and cloud mix for tomorrow with a couple of storms around. High upper 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week and weekend. With sunshine, highs in the mid-60s Friday and Saturday, low 70s Sunday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us for a discussion on what's going on in her campaign for Congress. We also have J.R. Radcliffe with sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Long ago, there's a calm before.
the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You can always hear me 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock Monday through Friday, 540 AM WAUK here in Waukesha. I'm filling in for the new host in this slot, Dominic Sylvia. So I'm really excited about that. And, you know, I've got a subject that I want to talk about. I'm going to take these phone calls, and then we're going to get to that subject. Let's go to John from Boaz. Good morning to you, John. Good afternoon, John.
Afternoon, Earl. Congratulations. You do good for our country.
Well, thank you, sir.
I just want to back up. Yes, I think I'm not the only one that thinks that, too. A whole bunch of people. But what I would like to talk about is the current election coming up, because we have Donald Trump, who's the ex-president, and Condoleezza.
Hey, John, let me do this. I want you to hold your thought. We're going to talk about that in a different time later on in the show. So make sure you call back, and I guarantee you we'll get you in to talk about that subject.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's what I want to talk about, Jess. A petition to remove Sedona Prince from the TCU basketball team nears 200,000 signatures after unfounded abuse allegations. A petition calling for the removal of college basketball star Sedona Prince from the TCU women's basketball team has garnered almost 200,000 signatures following the social media circulation of abuse allegations against her. I repeat, abuse allegations. The controversy began when Prince's ex-girlfriend Olivia Stabley published a 10-part video series August 13th on TikTok accusing Prince of physical and emotional abuse while they were dating. Stabley's accusations went viral, and Change.org user Leah Cohen started a petition August 14th to hold Sedona Prince accountable and remove her from the TCU basketball team. As of Tuesday, it had 187,537 signatures and multiple videos of people voicing their support. You know, I just want to say that this is what we are dealing with. Allegations. 200,000 people buying in to allegations to destroy somebody's life that they know nothing of. This is the inherent danger of you know, these sites. And the fact that somebody could go on a site today or tomorrow and say some salacious things about Earl Ingram, not having anything to back it up, not being able to separate truth from fiction, and 200,000 people can join in a lie. And they don't even give it a second thought. What is happening with people that they don't even need to know facts?
There's a serious breakdown in communications. And I mean, in this particular instance, I hadn't heard about this at all until, you know, we were talking right before the show. I would love to learn more. And obviously, I hope that there is context here that can make sense of this. But certainly, I share those fears that this is a platform where anyone can go on, say absolutely anything about anyone. And if it's salacious enough, everyone's going to jump on.
Yeah, it's a runaway train. And yet when they tried to, and when government tried to put limits on these things, people rose up. Free speech. You have a right to free speech.
Sure.
So you have a right to free speech, yes. But you shouldn't have a right to free speech to destroy somebody with unfounded, salacious information.
No, we actually do have quite a few laws around that, that you don't actually get to say absolutely whatever you want with no consequences. You can say whatever you want, but there are consequences for things like libel.
Well, there won't be libel towards these 200,000 people.
Correct. It won't go towards them.
No, who have gotten on board with this. And whether it's true or not, I don't know. What I'm challenging is the fact that people accept it because somebody, in this case, the woman named Leah Cohen, who started the petition, she's not even the woman that was involved in it. She decided, she took it upon herself. Maybe she's one of these people they call influencers.
Maybe.
I keep saying I don't know much about the influencer kind of thing, but I know we're stuck in, and some of us are stuck in that kind of, situation where we can't understand that we should think first before we respond to things like that.
I think the art of thinking first has gone a little bit out of style. And it's all about your gut instinct, your gut reaction. You feel something and you act on it instantly. You don't take the 30 seconds to reflect on something and say, where did I get this information? Do I trust the source where I got this information? Does this information line up with anything that I know that makes sense?
Well, Chad, who called earlier and was saying these things about, Vice President Kamala Harris, he doesn't know anything about those things. But he heard them, and so he feels comfortable enough to make those statements publicly. There's inherent danger in that. And people who don't think there's inherent danger, the nation is headed for a horrible, horrible future. If, I have always said, look, I get this great opportunity every day or 5 days a week to come on the air and talk about things and share my thoughts and opinions with you. And you best believe I this radio station that gives me this opportunity, I do research before I come on these airwaves. I'm not ever coming here with something that I can't back up with facts.
Well, you're just so old-fashioned that way, Earl.
Well, I mean, I always say to people, if I'm not being truthful, 844-967-2789, expose me, please. But for heaven's sakes, to destroy this woman's career, 200,000, I could see one or two, or maybe five, just, maybe 10, maybe 50, but 200,000?
That's a big number.
That's a big number of people who have just responded without even giving it thought. These are mindless people. That's the inherent danger. Do the thinking for yourself. I always tell children, I work with children, and I always say this to children. Don't let anybody put their brain in your head. Because your brain is to protect you and your body. But if you allow somebody else to put their brain in your head to think for you, you're headed down a slippery slope. Hey, Cindy from Appleton. Good afternoon to you. I got it right.
Hey, Earl, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, this is so disturbing because people are going with, like you say, allegations. We have people believing these allegations, but yet we have a president who has been proven to be a criminal, a felon, a liar, but yet people don't put any stock into that. I just don't understand how we can't connect the dots anymore.
You know, Cindy, you're just 100% accurate. They just totally dismiss, anything that Chad, who called earlier and was pointing out you know, to me, that you get, you know what you get from Donald Trump, right? You know what you get. Yeah, we know. We're getting a bunch of lies constantly, nonstop. And yet people accept that, you know. And so, again, 200,000 people, Cindy, have signed on to ruin this woman's, you know, career. How does that make any sense?
I don't know. Yeah. I always say to myself, do unto others as you would want done unto you.
Well,
we've lost that concept completely.
Absolutely. Well, you know what that is, Cindy. That's old-fashioned, right?
Yep.
And you old-fashioned people, your time has passed.
I guess so.
Yeah, really. Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call, as always. I welcome CJ. No problem with CJ. Go ahead, CJ. What you want to say?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And Jess, I guess when I hear you point out that, free speech is one thing, and to ruin someone's life, yes, that's wrong. But it's funny, when I listen to you in the morning for 2+ years and many of the other hosts on Civic, we listen to Adam Schiff lie to America and be defamatory on President Trump about the prostitutes in the bed and all this stuff, that he was a Russian spy. But now we know Mark Zuckerberg said that the government paid them and pressured them to lie and censor. So, you know, I wish you would point out on both sides when there's censorship. And you believed that Trump was a Russian informant, and we now know that was not true.
Hey, CJ, I never once said, check the record, I never once said Trump was a Russian informant. Never, ever, never came out of my mouth. What I did say is Donald Trump is a bald-faced liar. Donald Trump is facing, has been to, in how many different felony accounts, charges
for
Donald Trump?
He's got 34 felony convictions.
Okay. Convicted, CJ. Convicted. Are those people lying?
You spoke of Adam Schiff many times,
CJ,
that there was information about it.
CJ, one thing I do, I have a great memory, and I don't lie. I don't lie in my life. There was a time in my life when I did, but I certainly, since I've been on the radio, I didn't fall down out of heaven. I'm a human being. I've lied in my life, as you and all of us have. But never have I said anything about what you just said. That's 100% accurate. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. Hang on the phone line.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all.
Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number if you are just joining us. I am filling in for my colleague and good friend Dominic Sylvia, who will be in this seat beginning on Monday at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow, it will be Todd Alba.
Yes,
and
is.
Then I'll be back on Friday. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Good morning. Good afternoon.
We got one.
Good afternoon to you, Mark. How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, that CJ brings up again all the old saws that, you know, Donald Trump is all just completely innocent. And from what I have read, I don't want to say that I've read extensively because my stomach can only take so much, that Donald Trump has been involved with the Russians since at least the 80s, and there's documentation of that. And that was, if you remember, in the 80s, Russia was still the evil empire.
Absolutely.
And we weren't supposed to, and probably there's some evidence he was involved with them even back in the 70s, that it is just the defense, the mental gymnastics you have to go through to defend Donald Trump. And I don't know what exactly that Donald Trump did there. It's perfectly plausible to me that he did watch prostitutes urinate on the bed that Obama slept in, because that's right in Donald Trump's vein of thinking. That, and let's remember that Bill Barr did not release the unredacted Mueller report. He fudged the information that he gave out on the Mueller report and did not give an honest accounting of what the Mueller report actually said. And it is just sad that Donald Trump continues to get away with his crimes. I mean, Donald Trump, not only was he found guilty of those 34 felonies, he was also adjudicated to be a rapist. That any time you grab a woman like that, it is a sexual assault and it is a rape. And there's further evidence that people have there's allegations that he, you know, that molested young girls as well. And this, the one young woman, she was 13 when it happened, and she's maintaining again, yes, this indeed happened, and she's received death threats because she's exposed and talked about that again.
Well, you know, Mark, the fact that we have to rehash this over and over and over, all these things have been proven, okay? They've been proven. They're not allegations. I begin this conversation about people making false allegations about a young woman who's a basketball player. And somehow we get to Trump and people trying to say allegations, they're not one and the same. Trump has been convicted of these things. It doesn't matter whether his defenders want to try to change the reality of the fact that he's already been convicted or not. Mark?
Well, yeah, the fact that the Republican Party didn't have the guts to put somebody else up as their candidate this time is just part and parcel of that. You cannot be fearful of a bully like Donald Trump, and they're just fearful of Donald Trump, and they actually should have grown a set and put a different candidate up, and that he is part, and they've adopted Donald Trump as theirs, and the racism that we're seeing reignited with this man, once again, these nasty comments, these misogynist statements that he makes all the time, J.D. Vance is making, and these things are just not automatically condemned.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good afternoon, Gary. You say what?
Hi, Earl. How you doing?
I'm here. Hey,
you know what? You know that I like you. I always say nice things about you. I only wish that you were on our side. I love your passion. Hey. Same with Maggie Dawn. I call her sometimes, too. I have a lot of respect for her because she's, like, really passionate. And I wish
I'm on the side of right and truth, so yeah, okay. I couldn't be on your side.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I saw a couple of things I want to say. I saw the movie Reagan. Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And most Democrats in the country actually voted for him. So I highly recommend all you guys, all your listeners to go see the movie Reagan. It's really good. But a couple of things I want to say is, first of all, Donald Trump is stronger because he got convicted. If he wasn't convicted, he wouldn't be as popular. The guy got shot. So the guy is really tough.
Gary, I have to ask you. So people who have been convicted, you guys are against criminals, right? You constantly harp on criminals. And so people who've been convicted. Donald Trump has been convicted. Yeah. He's a criminal.
Yeah, right, by a kangaroo court in my
eyes. But the other people who've been convicted for things, they're not convicted in kangaroo courts. What makes it different?
Hey, just give me a break on that one, man. This is ridiculous that they tried him. But because they tried him, made him more popular. And you know that. And we need somebody tough. Now, Kamala Harris, she goes out there and she's talking about price gouging and everything like that. You know, I tell you, hell's going to freeze over before she tells me how much I'm going to sell a furnace for. You know, this is how communism started, when the government says, no, you can't sell it for more than this. You know, the milk's going to be this. Cars are going to be that. Furnaces are going to cost this. Nobody charges more than that. You know what? I'm telling you, you vote for Kamala Harris, and we are going to be a socialist.
Hey Gary, guess what? I'm voting for Kamala Harris. Bring on socialism if it means giving people a fair shot at this life. Bring on socialism if it means that people are going to have a chance at health care. Bring it on. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Hang on the lines.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.